The War. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're joined once again by Ralph Epperson. He's an historian, author. Did I say historian? I meant to say historian. He's a historian, author, and lecturer who has been researching the conspiratorial view of history. You know, the view that the major events of the past have been planned years in advance by a central conspiracy. He has written or produced four best-selling books entitled The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, Jesse James, United States Senator, 6 booklets, and 15 DVDs. And, well, he's, of course, most known for his appearances on The Bob Tuscan Show.
Yes, that's true, Tuscan. Whenever I go out in the public, they say, "You're the guy that's on The Bob Tuscan Show" on occasion. I said, "Yes, that's true." I don't know how they know it. I don't even say anything, but they just know. I exude that confidence that I've been on your program.
I guess so. I'm glad that your appearances here are so fruitful.
By the way, Bob, I remember the name of the candidate I was talking about back in the early first hour. It was Bob Dole. Bob Dole. Bob Dole is a 33rd degree Mason. And that's why he was, I can only presume, his manager for the state of Ohio was probably a Mason, and his county chairman was a Mason. And I'm guessing, I don't know, but it seems to fit that the pastor was a Mason as well. And that's why he got Bob Dole to speak. And that's also why the reason why he wouldn't let me speak, because I know what the Mason's true purpose is. And I would tell those young people there, and identify Bob Dole as the 33rd from their own literature. Okay, we were talking about the issue of the 14th Amendment and citizenship in the United States. Now, let me point out that there's something that's kind of interesting. The reason that Social Security and income taxes were voluntary was because of the 13th and 14th Amendments. They can't force us into a contract. So they had to trick us, and that's what they did. I can remember I think it was my senior year in high school, when it was a little one-room, building, Tuscan, I'm sure you remember that, back in the woods someplace. And it was, and the Social Security lady came there and said, "You kids are going to graduate my school and you can't get a job without a card, so sign up." She probably never mentioned it was legally required or not legally, but it is not. And the reason is the 13th Amendment. They can't force you into a contract. But now, they can force you into a contract with Obamacare. Obamacare is forcing us to buy this insurance. That's something that's different. Before they tricked us into it, they're no longer tricking us, they're forcing us. And there's a major reason for that. I'm contending that they're admitting symbolically or secretly that the Constitution is null and void. There is no requirement to servitude or anything else. They can now force us because they got the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever over the citizens of the United States, which means you and I. That's how they can get us. I'm telling you, this is the way they reason. They're taking what they call silent judicial notice of that fact. Now, let me give you a couple of examples. I want to read a quote from, hold on, I'm flipping through some pages here. I want to read through a quote by Michelle Obama. This is on the internet. You can watch her say this. When we, several years ago, I guess probably maybe before she was elected, Michelle Obama, the wife, says, when we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya. Now, wait a minute. You wouldn't say if you're born in America, your home country was Kenya. That's not your home country unless you were born there. Michelle admitted with her own mouth he was born in Kenya. Watch it yourself. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country, which means that birth certificate he's offered us, being born in Hawaii, is a fraud. Our sheriff in Maricopa County up by Phoenix has proven that. It's photoshopped. It's been tampered with. It's not legitimate because he was born in Kenya. Now, how do we know that? His father's mother, Obama's grandmother, who was a member of the tribe, the Luo tribe, she is on tape as saying that she was there the moment that Barack Obama was born. The father's two half-brothers have also certified that they were there when Obama was born. Now, that means that he's not eligible to become president of the United States because the Constitution demands he be natural born. He's not natural born. But notice, he's president. 17 specific, and I'm going to use the word, I don't know what they're called, appeals, have been filed with the Supreme Court by attorneys who are legally enabled to file petitions or appeals, whatever it's called, the Supreme Court, to ask them to clarify, determine whether Obama is eligible to be president, but they've not done so. Why? They're supposed to do that. The Constitution demands it. It says you have to be natural born, but he's not natural born. In other words, they know, the Supreme Court knows, because of the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins opinion in 1938, we'll cover that in more detail in a minute, it says the Constitution is null and void. They don't have to determine. And that gives Barack Obama the power to force us. They didn't have the power under the 13th Amendment. They can't force you to get a card or pay income taxes. We had to volunteer. Voluntary servitude is permitted. You see how it works? Now, let me give you another little example. When I was lecturing in a city on a seminar, I talked about this issue, and I had a young couple come up, I would guess in their late 20s. I'm a poor example, but, you know, I'm guessing. And they said, let me tell you, Ralph, our daughter that was born in hospital doesn't have a birth certificate. Well, how'd you do that? Or Social Security card. I said, how'd you do that? She says, well, when we showed up, let's say the doctor said, we'll release your baby, on Thursday at noon. So they came in at Thursday at noon and asked to get their baby. And the nurse said, well, you can't have your baby because your baby does not have a Social Security number. Assigned. He said, well, we're not going to get it. No, that's not our policy here. You have to get one before we can release the baby. And the young man told me personally, he said, I told the nurse to get the administrator down here and we were going to talk. I wanted to talk to the man in charge. So she made a phone call and a few minutes later the boss came down, the man who ran the entire hospital, and they explained the circumstances. Well, I'm sorry, that's our policy. we cannot release the child without a Social Security number. He says, the husband says, I'm going to tell you this right now, Mr. Jones, if you do not release that baby to me, and then after we finish this conversation, I will go to the police department and charge you with kidnapping because you're holding a child against my permission. You're kidnapping my baby, and you will be arrested and thrown in jail. So you've got a choice. Either I get my baby, or you can go to jail. And the administrator says, thank you for coming in. It was a real pleasure. You understand? I don't know, but I have a feeling the administrator also knew it's voluntary, and he was in part of the game of getting us to believe we had to.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Is how you can join us. We're going to open up the phone lines now. with Ralph Epperson and continue to allow him to flesh out his discussion here with us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you have any questions or comments for Ralph or myself. Feel free to join us. Ralph, what do you say we take a call before we get back into things?
By all means, go ahead.
Curtis, you're on the air.
Bob, thanks again for taking my call. It's great to speak with you. I hope we get to meet one day now that I know we both live in Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah,
anyway,
sure.
I have a little trivia question for you, and I don't want to be too mean to anybody, but what do the following six things have in common? Vermont being able to secede, Texas can divide into five parts, the income tax is voluntary, the Fed was ratified improperly, and citizens are citizens of their states and not really citizens of the United States. And number six, the creation of the Constitution was an overreach of the convention which the people met at. Do you know what those six things have in common?
Go ahead.
They're irrelevant factoids that cowards get to wheel out. They're fascinating, but they don't address the real issues of race, land theft, and parasitism. They're fun little things about history. Oh, Vermont can secede. Yeah, like ever could. Texas can divide in five parts. Ooh, the income tax is actually voluntary. The Constitution is not really the real Constitution because the Articles of Confederation are. These are all irrelevant. The deaf people aren't listening. It doesn't matter whether you go to the Supreme Court, whether you go to the governor, whether you go to the president. They don't care about the white race. They hate the white race. It doesn't matter what irrelevant factoids you have from history. The real issues are race, land theft, and parasitism. You can disqualify me off the air. Have a great night, Bob.
Or we're going to disqualify you on the air. Which one is it? I guess you'll be off the air. Thank you. Ralph?
I don't know what he's saying. I would say this. America was committed to a secret destiny by our founding fathers, and I'm only giving you part of that story. I have a four-hour DVD to show you exactly where we're going and why. All of those things are interesting, I'm sure, and maybe even true. I don't care. I'm telling you, we are in trouble because there are people that want us in trouble, and that's my point. I've studied this thing for 50 years, and I believe what I'm giving you is based on fact documentation. I'm asking you to read along with me to show you exactly where we are. Maybe the next thing to do, Bob, unless you get another phone call, is to get into some of the evidence that what I've been saying is true. I want to go back to a man by the name of Howard Freeman. And you say, who's that? Well, that's the point.
Who's that?
Many people... I give you those straight lines. You're a little bit slow on that one. Howard Freeman was probably this nation's greatest constitutional expert, at least the greatest one on our side. There might be others, but I never met them. I met Freeman probably three or four times out in the circuit, or he'd come to Tucson and speak. And I want to tell you about a night that he came to Tucson to speak Saturday and Friday night. The host who brought him in was a friend of mine and said, come on over and we're just going to sit around and talk. Fine. So Freeman sat down and we introduced him. And the first thing I said to him was, Mr. Freeman, would you please adopt us because we all want to be free men? And he said, no, I can't do that. He said, I'll tell you what, I earned it by being born a free man, but you've got to do it because of education. Anyway, so I said, that's a pity. But I listened to a story. He told us two stories. Number one, he said that he was invited once as a expert witness by a young man who stopped paying income taxes, who was charged with failure to file, and he was contending that he didn't have to file, but that he pled not guilty, and invited Mr. Freeman in as an expert witness to testify with Supreme Court decisions that he was not required to file. So Freeman was asked by this young man to who he was and what his expert was, and Freeman, because of memorization, was able to cite standing Supreme Court decisions, about five or six of them, in which it was declared that no one in America, the United States, has to pay income tax. So after he got through, the end of his conversation with the questions from his friend, he sat down at the bench with him at a table and said, listen, you're going to win because there's no judge that can overturn those Supreme Court decisions. So I said, you've won. So they waited, and sure enough, the prosecutor, and he agreed that the thing should go to the jury. And the judge said before the jury was dismissed to go and determine whether he's guilty or innocent, or not guilty or guilty. He's instructed the jury to completely disregard the testimony of Howard Freeman. Now, Freeman was a very, very passive individual, and I'm sure I don't think I've ever seen him mad or even give a hint of being mad, but no doubt the hair on his neck probably stood up, and he probably said in anger, he can't do that. That's the way Freeman would express anger. He can't do that. So the jury was dismissed. He raced around back and caught the judge coming out of the back door of his the back court of the other room to the jury, to the judge, the courtroom. He was going across the hall to his office. And he caught him as he was just unlocking his door. And he said, Your Honor, he said, yes, Mr. Freeman. He said, Your Honor, you're a federal judge. That's correct. He said, as a federal judge, you took an oath to protect and support the Constitution. He said, yes, that's correct. He said, Your Honor, but as a federal judge, you're obligated. You cannot overturn standing Supreme Court decisions. And he said, but I did. He said, but you can't. He said, yes, I can, because all of those decisions were prior to 1938. I'll repeat it again, 1938. Freeman said, wait a minute. What changed in 1938 to eliminate standing Supreme Court decisions? Now, according to Howard, and this is my opinion, it's very subjective, but I do not believe Howard could lie. This man was so basic and fundamental and simple, just a great all-American guy like Bob Newhart, you know, just a nice guy who'd like to get to know better and maybe go out and sit on a lake and talk, you know, and he wouldn't play basketball very well, and he's probably never carried a picnic basket in his life, but just a nice, warm little guy I talked to. Anyway, he says, well, wait a minute, what changed in 1938? What changed? What happened in 38? And the judge said, I've told you too much, Mr. Freeman. And he walked into his office, shut the door, and Howard heard him lock the door, which means conversation over. So Freeman says, wait a minute. There's something in the 38 Supreme Court decisions that eliminated Supreme Court decisions. And Howard went and found the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case determined in 1938. It's in the law libraries. Go yourself and read it with your own eyes, and you'll read the following statement. There is no general common law in the United States. Yes, there is. There's a constitution. The constitution is based upon the common law. Wait a minute. But he said there's no common law. That means there's no constitution. And this is the reason that the judge was able to waive those decisions, because the Constitution and all of the Supreme Court decisions prior to 1938 were thrown out.
Interesting. We'll take more calls when we come back in just a second.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board and talk with myself and our guest Ralph Epperson. Now is your chance to do so. We'll take calls for the last portion of this hour. 800-313-9443. Mike in Kentucky, you're up.
I think these law priests are do stick to quite a bit of, I don't know, their own kind of precepts of religion, one of which, though, is that the court must provide remedy. And I get, have you heard the, I think it's the 10 UCC 107 argument, Mr. Epperson?
Yes, I'm familiar with that, yes.
Okay, well, is there not a way to force the courts to provide us with remedy that we have been, you know, since I guess that concept, all law is contract, seems to me like you could, wouldn't be too difficult to prove that there was some kind of duress or coercion and, you know, fraud basically nullifies all contracts. So I don't see how they can claim a contract with a lot of folks that, especially if you, like, when I was growing up, to file taxes for a dependent children, you didn't have to provide the Social Security number for that child, and they, you know, they weren't assigned at birth like they are now. So somebody had to get a Social Security number before they were of age to even understand any implications of the contract.
Well, I can respond to that, if I may, while you're at that thought. I was a business major at the University of Arizona and in college, and we took a class called business law. It didn't qualify me to be an attorney, but I learned one thing that I remember was that there's only two ways out of a contract. Either both parties agree, or one party can prove in court that the other party forced them or committed an act of fraud against you, which means, let's say that I decided to buy your car. I was going to pay you $1,000 for the car and $100 a month, and I stopped paying. You could go to the judge and say, Your Honor, I got a contract with Ralph. He bought my car. He's not paying. The judge, you show him the contract, and he'd say, Ralph, did you sign this? And he'd say, yes, I did indeed. And he'd say, okay, why are you not paying? I don't like him anymore. And we say, no, you signed a contract. Pay him. And if you don't pay him, we'll throw you in jail. That's okay. Now, if I could prove that you held a gun to my head and forced me to sign the contract for $1,000, then that contract is null and void. That's the other way out. You've got to prove that there was force or fraud. How do you do that? I'm not an expert. Please, you heard commercials saying now you can get out. I learned about this stuff 20 years ago, I guess. And in those years, there was no way out. Maybe now they've got an answer. To go back to your comment about without prejudice, UCC 1-207, I have that on my driver's license. And it's above my signature. And if I may, I was taught that, gosh, 10 years ago. And I put that, I've signed my, here in Arizona only, I can only speak for my state, I get a driver's license. They give me a little slip of paper, probably 3/4 of an inch high and maybe 1.5 inches long, and I'm supposed to sign that with the pen nice and bold, and above it I write without prejudice. And you give that to the lady, she takes it, apparently scans it in the computer, and puts it in a predetermined thing with your picture and all the details, and then they print that out and then plasticize it, and then you walk away with the license. So I did that, I gave her the slip, and I expected her to say, we can't accept that. And if she did, I was prepared to argue the case. And she said, I turned back, and she said, well, what does that mean? I said, you don't know? She said, no. So I see it a lot now, so apparently others are doing it as well. But what you're saying, and just to conclude, is you are reserving your rights under 1-207 of the Uniform Commercial Code back to the common law. Now, what is the common law? Let me end with that. If I may briefly describe what it is. It's called God's law. God asks us to be responsible. If we harm somebody, we're supposed to make restitution. If we injure their property, we're supposed to make restitution. That's all. If we don't injure somebody or their property, there's no cause against us. But there is a cause against us because we violate speed laws where we don't injure anybody. We don't violate anyone's person or property. But we're Uniform Commercial Code, which means we agree to abide by the statutes passed by the state legislature to drive accordingly with right turns, left turns, signals, etc. So I'm reserving my right back to the Constitution without prejudice. Write it on your license, and hopefully they'll accept it.
Yeah, I think, though, with these new driver licenses or Real ID Act type compliant things, your signature is captured digitally. And it leaves very little room on the field where they print that on the card to do anything. So I was taught years ago that a convention or styles, if you put your signature in brackets or anything that's in brackets on the page, is technically only there for reference. And it's not like signing a contract if you put your signature in brackets. Now, there is room for putting your signature in brackets, but on the cards that I've seen that you're not going to have room to write even without prejudice on there.
Okay. I understand. I can only speak about the state of Arizona. It's on my license and has been for the last two of them, and I'll continue to do it. In fact, all of my checks above my signature on the check, it's printed without prejudice.
Well, Ralph, they bounce anyway, so.
Yes. But your point's well taken. Now, let me finish one more last thought. I believe if you argue the case that you don't have to get pay taxes anymore, you go before an administrative judge or Social Security tax. You don't even see a regular judge. He works for the Social Security Administration. What chance have you got?
Well, that's the other point I was bringing up, is if the Constitution is really suspended, then all these courts are not even, Article 3 courts. They're not really even, they don't have to comply with the format of a court anymore. They become like an administrative hearing. And they're executive branch judicial department venues that aren't even really courts.
Well, that's another issue. I have to admit, I don't know anything about that, but I will say one more thing. The flag of the United States is defined by law. There's no gold fringe on it.
Exactly.
You ever heard this?
I went to the law library and looked this up myself because I heard it on shortwave radio 20 years ago. And sure enough, in the older Title IV United States Code, the books were smaller. And they had the footnote in there from the 1925 opinion of the Attorney General that says that the number of stars and the gold fringe is not there by matter of legislation, but is at the discretion of the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy. And in the newer books, when I went back years later and tried to look this up again, fortunately I had photocopied it, but they had removed that footnote, even though the books were bigger. And I went to go look for the old copies, and apparently some law professor had permanently checked them out because there was no card on them or anything. And the librarian that I asked just said, "Well, they're indefinitely checked out by this such and such professor." So, you know, it's almost like they wanted to make sure nobody else would come in there and look that up. But the flag, seal, and seat of government is what you're talking about, that section of Title IV United States Code, I think, is, and that opinion of the Attorney General, I think also dovetails with other regulations that's even military regulations that talk about anything placed
above
them.
Please, if I may, the reason I'm bringing this to our attention, all of us, is not because I want people to get out of income tax. I'm trying to show you we're living under another law. And that's why Obama can force us to buy the Obamacare. Under the previous laws, we were not allowed to, we could not be forced under the Social Security or the income tax laws. And this is all part of a plan to change the very essence of our America. Please, if you're listening to me, promise me you'll watch my DVD entitled America's Secret Destiny.
It's free. Online, by the way. Somebody's posted it up on there the whole 3 hours, I guess.
Yes. I had it posted at some point, but that's another story. Mike,
please,
Paul, we're going to squeeze in some final phone calls in the last segment coming up in just moments. The last opportunity to chime in on this conversation. A brilliant one that we've been having here about ever since.
Show. With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
And it's the final segment of tonight's Bob Tuscan show. Oh, and thanks, Ralph, for joining us. I appreciate it, man.
It was my pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
We'll have to do it again in about, I don't know, 200 years.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be around.
I figured. I mean, you've already been around for at least 200.
So. Easily, yes. I'll do it again.
All right. Let's finish with a few phone calls. What do you say?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk to Bill now in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Hello, good evening. Greetings and salutations. Wanted to thank both of you, you know, tip of the spear. You know, you fellas are, you know, the ones that are always putting out the quality information. It's an honor and a bittersweet pleasure to visit with both of you. I've mentioned that I've mentioned more than once to our local representatives here, Mr. Mendai, Mr. Goody, Mr. Barbieri, state senators, you know, Republic Broadcasting and the important issues and information as the treasure troves that are given each day on this broadcast. Each and every broadcaster has their own speciality, expertise, and obviously excellent interview skills. But, Idaho Recreation Council has put out a, what I believe, Fox piece of information in the newspaper. It closes with the discussion, let's have a national monument of which we all can be proud. Obviously, Agenda 21 that you both speak so valiantly against, as well as Mr. DeWeese, and I can't encourage your listeners to have their little crayons out, as you say, Bob, to make sure that they get Mr. DeWeese's American Policy Center newsletter. Very, very important information in regard to five brave and noble city council people in, Carroll County, Maryland. J. Douglas Howard, Haven Shoemaker, Robin Bartlett Fraser, David Roush, and Mr. Richard Rothschild have all stood up against Agenda 21 and are withdrawing Carroll County from the My Little City's Agenda 21 ICLEI model. And yet they obviously need more people, like Ralph is always trying to indicate, any more than your guests this evening, and to get out and get active and support the radio broadcast. DeWeese's letter is P.O. Box 96401, Washington, D.C., 20096401. Very important newsletter. The more people that get involved now, the better the chances that we get our republic back. I can't thank you guys enough. Considering the efforts of Alan Keyes and the Liberty Tree Coalition, I don't have this material right in front of me and my battery's getting ready to go. I'll just thank you both for your efforts and let you close out the broadcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks. Hello?
Thank you very much, caller. You're very kind.
Good luck,
okay, Bob, are you there?
I am. Why don't you wrap it up for us tonight, Ralph, in a nice, tightly packed package.
Two things. Number
right.
one, America's Secret Destiny, please give it some time. It's 4 hours long, I believe. It's on the Internet, free.
Four hours long?
I know. People say, wait a minute, Ralph, I can't do it. Yes, you can. This is that important. I'll make a statement. If I could get 40 million people to watch that DVD and they believed it and took action on it, we would save this country. It's that complete. That it explains what's happening in America in ways that I don't think anyone else has ever covered. Give it some thought. Just be open. Secondly, you can make copies, give them away, sell them. I don't care. Use it as a fundraiser. Number two, ralph-epperson.com on the Internet. Go there. Look at my website. There's books and materials you need to read and study, and I would urge you to get busy because I want you to know this country is in very serious trouble. And the only way that I can think of to save it is education. That's the answer. And that's what I do. I'm a teacher looking for students. And I can't thank you enough, Bob, for what you've allowed me to do.
Well, thank you, Ralph. The website, again, ralph-epperson.com. How do you spell all that?
R-A-L-P-H, Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, last name, there's a dash, and then Epperson, E as in Edward, P-P as in Peter, E-R-S-O-N.com, ralph-epperson.com. All my books and videos are there. Most of them are there. It's constantly being updated and changed, but you can go there and read and browse. Just look at it, if nothing else. And if you want to purchase any of the materials, at the very bottom of the last page, there's a place that you click on, and the order form will be printed, and you can print it out, fill it out, and you can buy from me if you wish to get more of my material.
Let me ask you this, Ralph. What's up next for you?
I don't have any things in specific. I'm toying with the idea. of making a DVD to prove, I'm going to use the word again, prove that this universe is young, not older. The whole universe is not older than 6,000 years. I'm going to use science. I'm toying with the idea of making a DVD on that, but it takes a lot of time to research it and make it, so I don't know, we'll see. But that's what I'm up to. I'm just up there normally taking care of my orders, doing talk shows when invited, doing seminars like others whenever I can, and filling orders and talking to people over the phone.
People actually order the book, huh?
Yes, they do. My two books are international bestsellers, the first two. The second and third are not, but that's fine. If I'll take two out of four, that's a major step.
Right
the
on.
Unseen Hand, if you got a minute, let me tell you what you can do. Go to eBay
okay. And
type it in and Google it and then go there and then type in the box where it says search The Unseen Hand, one word, The Unseen Hand, and then at the end of that there's a place to select books. Click on that and then hit it or something and you'll read, the last time I checked, 6 reviews of my book published in 1985. And you'll have to take my word for it. I had nothing to do with any of those and I couldn't write them if I could the way these people did. Because I think they're very laudatory, but they decide that. They're free to knock the book, mock it, call it wrong, whatever they want to. They haven't done that. And then do the same thing on Amazon.com, The Unseen Hand, and something like 85 or 90% of all of my reviews, voluntarily given by free people to do whatever they want, are either 4 or 5 stars. And on a book as controversial as this, I think that's phenomenal. The Unseen Hand.
Incredible, Ralph. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We will definitely have to do this again. Folks, check out his books. Check out his DVDs. I mean, it's not just on the aforementioned topics. He's covered a lot of ground. He talks about the real story behind Vietnam and the real reason why that war was ended. Talks about Jesse James and how he served as a U.S. senator. Do you know about that? Well, Ralph will tell you about that. He discusses Pearl Harbor and the real story behind all that. He gets into the Clinton conspiracy, points out Carol Quigley's relationship with Bill Clinton, and how the White House was pretty much handed to him. And do you still believe that Hillary Clinton is next in line?
I said that before I learned about Obama, because it's in my DVD, but that was made way before the 2008 election.
I remember.
I still believe she was intended to be. They promised her a Senate seat in New York, and she was delivered that, and that was to give her a chance to become at least a statewide national candidate. And then I believe she was going to become, and I don't believe... I'm not going to say. I don't know whether she's going to run or not in 2016. If she does, it's going to be no different than Barack Obama, and it's going to be further continuation of the problems in this country.
Yeah.
She should not be elected, but many times we don't have much of a choice.
Exactly. It's a selection, not an election.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Ralph.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night with more on The Bob Tuscan Show.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial